An acquaintance asked me, "Why study Shakespeare? There's no rhyme or reason in it." And a friend from the YMCA told me it was all Greek to her. These phrases were coined by Shakespeare. Our common speech is a display of Shakespearean words and phrases. English isn't just an alternative set of sounds for concepts and feelings already expressed by other languages. It's a unique expression of a shared living identity, a generative organism whose breathing genesis and mutations are discoverable. Sometimes the keys to our linguistic history are hidden in plain sight, in the very words and phrases we think with. And Shakespeare's contribution to this formation is unmatched. To illustrate his ever-presence in our minds and lips, I began writing this radio essay with phrases first found in his plays. I wrote, "In the United States, studying Shakespeare has seen better days, being more honored in the breach than in the observance." I realized I could write these phrases forever in a day. And in my mind's eye, here was the be-all and end-all to any questions regarding the relevance of Shakespeare. But the whole essay was a collection of clichés, like a twice-told tale. There are books claiming Shakespeare invented our English-speaking humanity. That's wrong, but language shapes thoughts, perceptions, and fantasies. In an age of self-fashioning, Shakespeare sheds light on our linguistic identities and on such stuff as dreams are made of. I'm Bill Gann, and that's my perspective.